end of one game two. They put one and two back to back. The Blues, they sink to the ground exhausted. Queensland have won another series. This is their 20th series win.
On the phone with us right now, she is part of the Channel 9 commentary team. You'll see it tonight, of course. State of Origin, it's happening at ANZ Stadium. Erin Mullung, morning, Ez.
Good morning. How are you both?
Oh, we are pumped for the Game 3 tonight, State of Origin. Now, we all know, Erin, you're a massive Blues supporter, so commiserations for losing another series.
Said with so much meaning and love.
Oh, very passionate love.
Oh, totally. No, look, guys, seriously, whenever New South Wales lose, I'm from Canberra. When they win, I'm part of New South Wales.
Oh, don't do that, Erin.
Okay.
Now, New South Wales, let's focus on them for the next couple of minutes. They've made a few changes to their team. They've gone a bit younger.
They have.
To call them the development Blues this year, but we've got some good young players, especially we've got Wado. Of course, I'm a Sharks fan, so Wade Graham. We've got Tedesco coming in. A couple of the other younger boys. How do you reckon they're going to go tonight?
Yeah, look, really good. I think they're kind of selections that not only has New South Wales been crying out for, but the players themselves have basically given Laurie no choice but to pick them. And, you know, we look at the decade of dominance that Queensland, you know, even more so that Queensland has enjoyed and you know, the calibre of players there. And I really think that some of these young ones that will debut tonight, well, Wade Graham and Tedesco are the two debuting. And, you know, you've got other ones that have debuted this year, like Jackson Bird, who'll play in the halves, Matt Moylan. They'll be the future of New South Wales. And they will, I think, create a similar dynasty to what Queensland has. They've got just as much talent and ability. And look, I think it's really exciting. Even though it is a dead rubber, it will be so exciting to see them play and to be able to say that you've watched their first game. And look, the last game as well of Paul Gallen, he hasn't so much endured a successful, you know, Origin stint as captain, but look, he's been through really tough times with New South Wales and he's been a great servant to the game. He's always given it his best, regardless of what you think about him as a person or his particular tactics. I know he's been called selfish. He's always given it 100%. And, you know, just to farewell him and to watch his final game, I think, would be something special. And then even just the Queensland side, how much longer are we going to be able to watch players like JT and Cam Smith and Cooper Cronk run around together?
Four more games, Max, I reckon.
And I think that might be a little bit optimistic forever. But, you know, we look at Billy Slater, you know. Hopefully he comes back next year, but we don't know if we've seen the last of him playing at that level with his shoulder injury. So, you know, I think we've just got to enjoy it while we can, just seeing all those players on the one arena.
Now, I think the pressure is on the New South Wales team tonight. Queensland, we've won the series, it's locked up. They can go and sort of relax a bit knowing the pressure's not on. That's where I think New South Wales are going to go wrong. The pressure is on for them not to be in a whitewash.
Yeah, and I think it's not helping, you know, with people saying that, oh, if they lose, Laurie Daly will lose his job, because the players will be acutely aware of that talk and will feel that as well. And, you know, I think that's been one of the real defining elements of this New South Wales team over the past few years, is they play with a lot of fear, and they play, you know, fear about losing. They play fear about being dropped themselves. They have fear about making a mistake and being absolutely trolled by everyone alive and newspapers and media alike. And I think that's one thing that we won't see tonight, I hope, because I think the series has been lost. For Paul Gallen, it's his last game. He doesn't, you know, he's got nothing left to prove. The young guys, they've got so much confidence, these young new breed. They haven't been part of this, you know, decade of just, you know, Queensland dominance. So they don't know what it likes to just, you know, have their backsides handed to them over and over and over again. And I don't think they'll play with fear, because the series isn't on the line. If the series was on the line, I'd say we'd see very different performances from the likes of Tedesco and Wade Graham and Bird and the young boys. But I think given it's not, but just play footy. Just play spectacular, stylish footy and see what happens. And I think we may get that. You know, I don't think there will be a huge fear factor. I think the pressure may be on Laurie Daly, but I'm hoping these young ones don't feel it as much.
See, I might sound like an absolute idiot saying this, especially being in Queensland at present, Erin, but I think, like, and I'm not saying it because I'm a Blues fan, but New South Wales could win by a big margin because of that reason. Trace,
you're looking at me like I'm an idiot.
I'm not an idiot. But
how
like, as you just said, they're all young players.
You can't be an idiot. You guys are ratings winners. You're like the Queensland of your town, except not Origin type. Radio, you're like the dominant force, you winners, you.
Word spreads fast.
I agree with you, though. If Tedesco, I mean, he can make something happen out of nothing, and that's the beauty of a player like that. And, you know, there's some combinations in there. He's playing, you know, in Origin, there'll be Robbie Farah and Aaron Woods, players that he has experience at the club level. And, you know, there's five or six Sharks players in that side alone.
How good is it, Erin?
Come off and there's a bit of flair.
I think you're totally right. I think you're an idiot, but I think what you said could be right.
Where's that hang-up button going?
Well, we agree on something, Aaron.
Now, speaking of NRL, we'll ask why I got you on the phone. The Sharks, they're going for 14 in a row this weekend.
Yeah. 14, yeah, they're incredible, aren't they?
Yeah, I predicted a Sharks and Storm grand final. I don't know what you're thinking.
Did you?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No, you know what? I certainly didn't predict that at the start of the year, but you could be right on the money with that. I think the Storm are just... I mean, the Bulldogs are starting to show us some really good football, but the Storm, I think, are the most well-rounded team, even more so than the Sharks at the moment, and the most consistent and the most likely to just dominate come finals. So, that could be a very good call from you.
Oh, whatever, you two. The Broncos are going to come good, Aaron, the Broncos.
Yeah, Broncos, no, you know what? They may, but, they're
it's Wayne Bennett.
Moment,
is. I'll choke you in a minute.
Well, we can't wait for State of Origin tonight. There'll be no choking because there's nothing on the line. It's just a good game of Origin footy. Aaron Mullen from Channel 9. We are pumped for tonight. No doubt you are. And thanks for the chat.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care and congrats again on winning. Legends.